It's Tuesday, the 9th day of September. On the phone line with us here at the Closing Market Report to take a look at the marketplace and the upcoming WASDE and crop production figures that are due out Thursday at 11 a.m. is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
A rainy day there in your part of the world?
You know, it's rained all around New Market. We've got rain in Crawfordsville, rain over in Ladoga, but we've been pretty... without rain here, but, sort of a cloudy, overcast day, and most everybody was knocked out of the field with the little rains we had.
Yeah, those that were in the field, and this would be early, what did they find so far?
Well, the bean yields over here have been really good. They've been in the 60s to upper 60s as far as the beans we've harvested so far, and the corn, anywhere from 20 to 40 bushels over their best yield yet on their fields. Now, very, very small corn harvesting as of yet, but it has, shown very good.
So I didn't realize you would have beans that would be coming out quite so soon. So you're coming along pretty quickly in your part of the world.
Well, there's a few of the farmers that planted some early varieties looking for this, premium to be here, tight stocks at the end of the year. I know one farmer that's, harvested somewhere between 30 and 40,000 bushels so far.
And they've been able to collect a premium, and I would think, at this point, because there isn't
about
a whole
$4
lot of
harvesting. A bushel.
How much?
$4 a bushel.
Wow. What percent are the beans coming off at? Are they how dry are they?
They were the last ones harvested got down to about 13.5.
Wow. Oh boy. So well, that's worth running the combine for. That's for darn sure. But I suspect all of that will go away pretty quickly because there's a big bean crop supposedly, and we'll know more about that coming on when WASDE releases the crop production report at 11 on Thursday morning, won't we?
Well, yeah, we're going to get their best estimates out there and with everything looking along the lines. But, as we look at the average estimates looking here, we're shooting towards 46 bushel pretty hard with the average guesstimates, Todd.
You think that that's possible?
I didn't think so earlier. I would have said that was pushing it. But hearing the last yields that we've seen around here for early and, 2.0 beans, I guess I have to say that there is a possibility of it all to happen.
Beans, it seems to me, certainly they're an August crop. They can get better in the month. Do you suppose that the corn crop has gotten better this month?
Oh, I think it has. I think that with the kind of weather that we saw this year was just about ideal. As long as we can finish this crop out, the test weight, the ears looks much bigger. And I think that we can see a lot of 60, 61-pound corn this year. That's going to make a real difference as to how it produces.
That would make a huge difference. What kind of crop size are you thinking about then?
Well, I would have basically said the 168 was looking what I would have been at before earlier, but along with this test weight increase, I'm thinking this 170 is going to be, achievable. I'm not in the 175 or 174 camp or anything like that yet, but I'm thinking 170 is a possibility. Now, will the USDA come up to 170 this Thursday? They may or may not.
Well, they may or may not, and I suppose it all comes down to what their ending stocks figure shows. And right now it's 1.8 billion. How much bigger will it get?
Well, I think probably psychologically, if it hits that 2 mark, that 2 billion bushel carryover is where we really sort of stay in the doldrums, Todd. But, we're getting down here to some levels that, I don't know how much lower can we go and how much good is good and how big as it is. A lot of them are throwing out 310 to 330 as their low-end range, and $9 to 920 in the November beans for their low-end range. And, somewhere along the line, it's the job of the market to find demand for the extra price, and generally through lower price that way. And, we have to see something show up here soon, or else I don't know how low is low.
Let me give you a scenario, and you tell me what I should do as a producer. I'm going to harvest the corn, and I'm going to take it across the scale because I have to put it in the elevator. Am I going to sell it and buy it back, or am I going to sell it and store it there and pay for it?
Well, I think that along the way, at this point in time, it's, we can't pay commercial storage and pay for the storage for the basis increase right now. We like to think, there would be some chances down the road for a little bit of an increase, but if it's going across the scale, I guess I am going to be more inclined to sell the corn and, replace it with some options.
That's kind of what I was wondering about and thinking that that might be the case. Any other options or thoughts that you have on the marketplace that farmers should be considering before we get to this crop production and WASDE figure day on Thursday this week?
You know, I think that, you know, anybody that has a chance to take advantage of these early premiums should take advantage of it and just sell that and let it go and be gone, done with it. But if you're out there and you don't have anything like that, I think you have to look at selling some carry out here and at least collecting the differential for storage before it goes away.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson, of course, is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.